Today's share in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Mem Vov Omud Beis, and we're starting still within Simin Lamed Beis, the end of Se'if Yud Zayin. And we left off two Mishneh Berurahs from yesterday. The Mechaber brought down yesterday that if you wrote a Dalet instead of a Reish or a Beis instead of a Kaf, you just can't go and erase the extra little part. That's no good, because that would be Kichok Tochos. That would be engraving or chiseling out a letter, and you have to actually write the letter. Kosav Velo Chakika. That's what we spoke about yesterday. So the Mishneh Berurah here says in Sif Katan Samed Ches that there is no Takana over here in just erasing the little extra piece of the beis to make it into a chaf, or the dalet, the little extra piece to make it into a reish. That's not good. Ein takana, pirish, the Mishneh Berurah says, ayde hamachika ein takana. By erasing the extra piece, that wouldn't be a valid takana. However, avamutu lahosif dio velasusago, but you can print more of the letter, i.e. add more ink, and round off that entire area, and then that would be perfectly acceptable. So the beis now looks like a chaf, or the dalet now looks like a reish, and that would be perfectly acceptable. V'cheinim tov, if you made a mistake, the cost of reish b'makom dalet, if you wrote a reish instead of a dalet, or a chaf instead of b'makom beis, same thing. V'hayu osios oven, they're thick letters. You can't just erase the thick part and be left now with a reish, make it into a dalet, or a chaf, make it into a beis. The exact opposite scenario, it also doesn't work. You can't go and erase the part that you don't need, so you now have an extending beis or an extending dalet from the chaf and reish respectively. Ella, what should you do? Avol mutu lahosif aleim dio. Add more ink, lasosim betmunas dalet beis, and write the letter dalet from reish, write the letter beis from chaf, and that would be perfectly acceptable. The Mishneh Berurah continues and says, V'cheinim tov, v'kosav v'makum zayin nun pshuta. And instead of a zayin, you wrote a nun pshuta, long nun. Ein takona shi'igro v'yamida wal zayin. You can't just erase the bottom part of the nun sofist, the long nun that you wrote down, and now say I have a zayin. Tzeh havichok tochos mamish. That would be actually totally just engraving the letter zayin. You cut off the bottom part of the nun. That's not called writing it. That's called chiseling it, or chakika. You have to erase the whole thing and then rewrite it again as a zayin. Likewise, if a person wrote the letter hey, which looks like a dalet with then the left leg of the hey, making it into a hey, but he was only supposed to write a dalet. Don't just erase the left leg of the hay, and now you're left with a dalet. That's no good. This would be similar to a situation where you had a samech or a beis, and ink fell on it. You can't just erase the extra ink that came on it and voila, you're left with the letter underneath it. That's no good. That's chok tachos. Because you're not doing anything to the letter itself. So to over here, when you erase the left leg of the hay and now you have a dalet, you didn't do anything to make it a dalet. You had made a hay. That's why it wouldn't be good in this situation. What should you do then? You have to go and remove some of the roof of the letter hey until you have only the right side. So you have something like a vav over there. And then you redo the top part, the gag, and now you have a dalet. So that's called writing the dalet. Alternatively, the Mishnah says, or go and erase the right leg, actually you sure it's as dalas alof, so it doesn't look like a dal anymore. You only have the gag. And then go and isaknenu, go and correct it, and this way it would be called kasiva and not chakika. The Mishneh Berurah concludes and says, klola the milsa, the rule is gorer lo mahani lios kasiva bekach umikre chak tochos. That if you're ever going and erasing over here, that's not called writing, and that obviously is going to be chiseling, and that's not allowed. That's chak tochos. Avol kosev mahani, but writing is always good. Shema ave ha'os midalas reish. That if you go and thicken the reish and make it into a dalet, or mireish dalet, or you go and round out the dalet part and add on extra ink and make it into a reish, that's called shekosev hatag. You're doing that, that's perfectly good. However, the opposite is true. Ulinyun shalokis sidra nafuchu. In order to not be overwriting the tefillin and mezuzahs out of order, the exact opposite. Gorer is kosher. Here, erasing is good because where you're allowed to erase, it's not called writing. So therefore, it's not called writing against shalokis sidra. For example, kamon b'dibuk oslo skul v'kamon. As we've already learned, and we'll learn again And when you have two letters that are touching each other, so you erase some of the ink in between them, so they're now separate, that's not called writing them. They were each written appropriately in the first place, so they were good letters. Now they just came together. That's called gerira. That's called erasing. That's not writing, and therefore it's not a problem of writing it shelo kisidron. That's not called doing something to the letter itself. However, the kosev posel, if you were to write it shelo kisidron, it would be no good. Mishnah Brewer concludes over here, Umashi tarnu lahusiv dio ulhamidin al tumnason, that which we said you can add extra ink and then finish writing the resh and make it into a dalet or whatever correction you need to do. He said that's true only that's as long as you didn't write any further letters. But if you did write any further letters and now you're correcting this letter in a way that you're now called writing it, so then it would be shalok yaseida, which is only good for a sefer Torah, but would not be good for tefillin and mezuzahs. Sivkot and Samach Tes. The Mishnah Brewer writes that we had already mentioned, the Mechaber said, Limcho Katag is no good, to erase that little extra piece is no good, because that's called now Chok Tochus. He says, Vafilu im achakach yimshoch gam ken gago. Even if you'd go and elongate the roof over here, Sachtiso shalakof. And the rest of the letter Kof, Lomahani, that would not be good, because the Belav Hochi Tsuroso Oleh, because even without this, it already has its Surah. So therefore, this would be Chok Tochus and not over here writing. That concludes Sif Yud Zayin. These, again, are very tough Seifim over here. They're really very important for Sofrim. They're not as practical Halach L'maisa for most people, but it's still Lahagdo Torah L'adira to learn all of this. Now we go to Sif Yud Ches. The Mechaber writes, Mem Pesucha Shenidbak Pisichoso V'nistema. You have a letter Mem, an open letter Mem, the regular letter Mem as written in Sifrei Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzahs. So it has a little opening at the bottom left. And if you close that off and seal it off in some sort of a way, and you essentially have turned it into a Mem Sofis, a square Mem Sofis that's totally enclosed. So the Mechaber writes, Ein mo ligro hadovik lefoscha. You can't go and just erase that little bit where the opening should be and open it up. Why? Mishum dehevi kechak tochos. Because that would be, again, chiseling or engraving the letter and not writing the letter. How should you correct it? Umata konosa. How do you go about making this kosher letter once you have that little extra bit over there? Shiyigror kol achartom. You go and erase the entire, achartom is literally a beak. It means the entire left side of the letter mem. What looks like actually a curved vav on the letter mem. Entire left side of the letter mem. And you'll be left then, v'tishar kitsuras nun kfufa. The right side and the bottom right side is then going to look like a nun, a bent nun, and therefore v'achar kach yichtov mashigora. Now that you've erased it, it doesn't have the tzura of the letter mem. Now you can go and rewrite the rest of the letter mem, and that's called writing, and that would be perfectly good. The Mishnah Brewer in Sivkot Nayin writes that when we talked about shenidbach, that the letter mem, the regular letter mem, was closed to make it look like a mem sofis. So the Mishnah Brewer writes, the imposel boze negia daka kichut hasaira, as to whether a very thin connection, like the size of a hair connection between where the letter should be open and now closed off with a very thin line, he says, this is a more complicated discussion that we had in regards to the letter hey, and it tells you to look in the Bir Halacha, and we'll save this for further discussion when we get to the proper way that the osil should be written in Simen Lamed Vav. It's quite technical. In Sif Katan Ayin Aleph, the Mishnah Brewer says if it was closed off in Istama, Vahave Kemem Sosum, it now looks like a Mem Sofis, like a closed Mem, a rectangular shaped closed Mem, Shemakomo Rak Besof Teva, which is normally only found at the end of a word, Velo Biem Tziosia, not in the middle of a word. This is an end letter, and it only can be found at the end of a word, not at the beginning or the middle of a word. Likewise, all the Chayim V'chol Osios Mansepach, all the Sofis letters, Mem, Nun, Sadi, Pe, and Chof, all of them have a Sofis letter, Hakfulim Ba'alat Beis, the double dot, they have the regular letter, and there was a Sofis letter. Kosev is a Rishonis B'tchil HaTeva V'em Tziyasa, the way that the letter should be formed, the Mansepach letters are formed at the beginning or the middle of a word, is different than the Sofis letter V'achronos Besof. V'imshin Apostle, if you write one in the wrong place, there was one exception in the Haftorahs that we read where a Mem Sofis is found in the middle of a word, but other than that, all of these Sofis letters have to be at the end of the word, and all of the regular letters have to be at the beginning or the middle of the word and not at the end of the word. In Sivkot Nayin Beis, the Mishnah Brewer writes, if you try to open it up, and you do this by erasing it, that's no good. That's chok tochus. In the Mishnah says the same thing is true for all the other letters. If they're messed up at any point, whether they're being written or after they're written, and via rubbing it, erasing it, yamdu al tumunasam. Now it will look again like the original letter. For example, if you have a dalid, it's extended down too far, and it looks like a chav sofis. Anything like this. Ein mol hem grira, erasing it is no good. Kivon she'ena osa ma'isa begufa osa nisha, you're not doing something to the letter. And therefore that's called chok tochus, but not called ksiva. What should you do? Ela yimchak raglo, erase the bottom of the letter, as we've discussed already in Sivkot and Samuches, v'yachakach yisaknenu. Go and correct it afterwards by drawing in the full part of the letter that you have erased. So it now is being written for the first time. What you've erased no longer looks like that letter, so that's not called ksiva that you have there. It's not called chakika. It's called nothing. And therefore, now when you redo that leg, you're now writing it. The same thing would apply if you did this on the top. You erased enough of it, so it no longer looks like the letter that you're dealing with. However, Abu Lael, because of hey, b'makom dalis, but to erase the left leg of a hey, when you're supposed to write a dalit, the kusav nusham b'tzorch gam kin lim chok regel ha-dalis o gago milvad regel ha-hey, then you have to do more than just erase the left leg of the hey, because then all you're left with is a dalit. You didn't do anything to the dalit. You have to do more than that. So he says, lo mahani eitzadu dam shochas gag ha-dalis. Here, it wouldn't be enough to go and erase a little bit of the dalit's roof, davi b'lov ha-chitzur ha-solob, because it still would look like a dalit if you erased only part of it. Therefore, that has no alternative choice other than what we've previously described. You can't do a minor correction here because it still looks like a dalit. Therefore, it would be no good. Sivkot Naim Gimel. Kichak Tochos. This is chiseling. The Begufa Os Ain Osa Shumaisa. You didn't do anything with the actual letter itself. Elagore Hastima. All you did was erase the connection, the closure, and that's not called writing. The same thing would be v'adinim tov because of ches v'makom shnei zayin. If you write a ches, which it looks like it's two zayins that are connected together at the top, and you wrote a ches instead of two zayins, and then you just try to erase the connection between them, in moel ligror hagag levad mehachtaima. You can't just erase the little top connecting them and now have suddenly two zayins, because that's also chaktochos. Elatzorich ligoriram achiyavatlim mitmunasim. You have to erase them enough so they don't longer look like two zayins, and then you can redraw them. Likewise, if you have a chav sofis lemalo kein dalis, and you have the top part of it looking like a dalit, that's no good. We'll learn this again when we learn the osios, the proper form in Simin Lamed Vav. Gam kein ein mo ligror hatag v'lasos agula. It's not enough to just go and erase the little tag part at the top of the chav sofis that looks like a dalit and make it look like a chav sofis. That's no good. That would also be to have a chak tochos. What should you do? El Yosef alei adiyov yaseh agula. You have to add more ink and make it circled off so you change it from looking like a dalit into a chav sofis. Furthermore, v'nira deloma akev shlo kisidrum b'sikunzeh, it wouldn't be a problem that this is not kisidrum because the b'lav hochi tzuro sola, because it still is enough of the letter there that it's not a problem of writing it lo kisidrum. Sivkot nayin dalit. So how do you go correct it? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, kol shekosuv b'siv zeh sheyesh takana. The Mishnah Berurah is giving an overall statement. Whenever we're talking about him making a correction, haynu kodim shekosuv o shachru. This is always for tefillin and mezuzos before you write the next letter. Because once you write the next letter, d'ilav hachi, posul b'tefillin and mezuzos, d'b'inam behen kisidrin davka. Because once you have the next letter, and the previous letter is not good, so now you're writing the previous letter, it's out of order, lo kisidron, and that's posul by tefillin and mezuzos. It would work by a Sefer Torah. Levad mehechoshi nivar behedja deloma akiv b'zeh kisidron, except for the circumstances that we've already discussed and we'll discuss further, where kisidron is not a requirement because you have the letter there recognizable enough that it's not a problem with shalom kisidron. Finally, Sif Ayin Hey, the Mishnah Berurah writes, it has to be Kitzuras Nun Kifufa. You have the Mem and you had the connection there, so you have to erase the entire left side of the Mem. The Mem could be viewed as being made up of a Nun and a Vav. So he says, you have to erase the entire Nun, the entire Vav part, so you're left with just the Nun part. Ki Kesivas HaMem Psuchi B'Shtei Kesivos. It looks like it's written with two strokes. Dainu B'Trila Kosrin Kamo Nun Kifufa. You first write something that looks like a Nun on the right side. V'Yachakach Tolin Bitsido Kimo Vav, and then you add on the Vav to the left side. Vim Kane, Koshinasa Psul Bo Dainu Avav, Tzorich Legaro Kulo. And that part which had the psul in it, that it was extended down to cover up the opening, the bottom of the mem, you have to erase the entire part, the entire vav. However, the nun part that's on the other side, hanun shenichta behechsher ein tzarech legaro, that was written perfectly well, that doesn't require any erasing, and that can be considered writing it in the proper way. Similarly, ruadin becholos shenichta b'shtei ksivos, any letter that is written with two strokes, so to say. For example, kamon, kigon, gimel, hayotzebo, any other letter where there's two strokes involved and it's not one continuous stroke. That's how the Mishnah Berurah holds. V'nasa psul b'ksiva achas, and one of the two was written inappropriately or incorrectly. And certainly grot rak osa. You don't have to go and erase both of them. You only have to erase the one that was written incorrectly. As opposed to lafuke bereish, as opposed to the letter reish, shasol kimin dalas, that was made into a dalas, the bepam achas nichsav, and it's written in one stroke, then hakol psul, you have to write the entire letter over, tzorach hakol ligro, you have to erase the whole thing and write the entire letter. In Dirshu footnote 110, he brings down that the Chazon Ish didn't understand this, he was tama on this, he says, why should it make a difference whether it's written in one or two strokes? And the Chazon Ish wrote, Kosav she'ein tzorich ligror elo es hanichtov achar psul. The only part that you have to erase and rewrite is that which was written incorrectly. But whether it's one stroke or two strokes doesn't make any difference according to the Chazon Ish. Again, these are very complicated halachos. I hope they're clear. And Mirtz Hashem, people are sticking with the Mishnah Berurah Yomi. We're almost at our 100th shir, and I hope everybody is enjoying it. That will be the end of today's shir.